Tonight on the Worldview Report, 10,000 non-commissioned officers in the United States Army who were promoted under a COVID-19 era policy still have not completed the training requirements for that promotion. A biological male is allowed to compete in a professional golf tournament that claims to promote women in that sport. Schools in the UK may soon put an end to the age-old practice of referring to boys and girls. Several prominent American nonprofits run by the Ford and the Rockefeller families, among others, are caught funneling millions of dollars directly to the Chinese Communist Party. Sweden reinstates a compulsory draft, and the U.S. Supreme Court comes down with a 5-4 decision upholding Joe Biden's open borders national security nightmare. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. A new report reveals that more than 10,000 non-commissioned officers, or NCOs, in the United States Army who were promoted under a COVID-19 era policy still have not completed the training requirements for that promotion. According to military.com, 52,000 NCOs were promoted under the supposedly temporary policy, which waived the requirement to attend leadership academies before promotion was eligible. 20% had still not attended the required training. The Select, Train, Educate, and Promote Policy, acronym STEP, was adopted in 2016 and required all NCOs to attend schools before being eligible for promotion. Before that, the Army allowed conditional promotions. Well, the new policy was supposed to ensure that an NCO was, quote, appropriately trained as a leader, end quote, before they were promoted. Under the COVID-era policy, exemptions were given to the STEP requirements. But then, the non-commissioned officers, well, they were supposed to go on and be demoted if they are not in compliance with the regulation within a year of getting that promotion. However, a large number of demotions at one time, well, that could cause large issues for military planners. John Fetterman is suddenly a border hawk. The Democrat senator from Pennsylvania has done an about-face, promoting one conservative pundit to observe, quote, whoever has reprogrammed John Fetterman's border stance needs to do the entire Democrat Party, end quote. Watch this.
I honestly don't understand why it's controversial to say we need a secure border. I've been very clear. In fact, that was weaponized against me as Republicans in my race, that I'm very much a strong supporter of immigration. And, you know, my wife's family, that's the Oregon story about that. And I think two things can be true at the same time. You can be very supportive of immigration, but we also need to have a secure border. And I think about immigration as we want to provide the American dream for any migrant. But it seems very difficult when you have 300,000 people showing up encountered at our border to do that. And I think we need to do a reset, and we have to work together and develop a new comprehensive solution to that. And that would also unlock a lot of the critical aid for Ukraine. Again, we cannot forget about Ukraine. That's critical for Israel and Taiwan. That's a very important kind of standard that we have to maintain, that we're going to support and stand with our allies at that are very critical juncture.
Is this really the same John Fetterman, folks? He's actually able to construct a coherent sentence and string a few of those sentences together. He seems to be lucid. He seems to be logical. Where was this John Fetterman until now? It seems very strange, does it not? A transgender lobbyist group is calling on schools in the UK to stop calling students boys and girls and use the pronoun they instead of he and she. This is all in an effort to, quote, remove any unnecessarily gendered language, end quote, from the classroom. The Daily Mail reports that the radical LGBTQ plus Stonewall Charity is asking hundreds of schools and nurseries where children are as young as two to change their policies after signing up to its, quote, champions, end quote, scheme. The group also wants to see gender-neutral bathrooms installed and having boys and girls wear the exact same uniforms. The report also notes that children are offered rewards if they comply with not using gendered language while at school. Watch this.
Talking about the wokearati, I mean, I find this stuff pretty dangerous. It's not just infuriating and wasting money, but it's actually quite grim. Stonewall being the main case in point, who, as far as I can tell, take huge amounts of public money to infect minors with mental illness.
Explain what Stonewall is.
Stonewall is the LGBTQ plus ABXYZ pi, omega, and alpha representing organisation, which once upon a time was a brilliant organisation, championing gay rights. And Peter Tatchell did great things to make sure we had a nice
HIV
society. Yeah,
well.
Very good things. But now it seems to me they just want to make everybody trans, especially your kiddies.
And here we are. And the reason for that is that they have instructed over 300 schools, more than 300 schools, including primary schools, secondary schools, and even nurseries. They've been told all these establishments, more than 300, have been told to stop calling pupils boys and girls.
Yeah,
that's
but,
where we're at, ladies and gentlemen.
What's even more grim about this is you've got to pay 99 quid for the privilege to get on the Stonewall Schools and College Champions program, and they make something like 1.2 million every year in their fees for their sort of various extreme transification of the world courses, and £2 million in grants. And meanwhile, kids are going batty, you know, all trying to get into the close Tavistock clinic to get their genitals mutilated. Yeah. I don't think this is a good idea.
Yeah, and why do you think all you schools and indeed companies and organisations, why do you think you have to shell out money to Stonewall for Stonewall to tell you to do ridiculous things like not calling kids boys and girls?
And
what do you call them then?
And getting rid
what
of
do you call them?
Toilets. I know. They've all got to have the same school uniform. No skirts for girls and trousers for boys. They've got to use the same toilets. You're not allowed to call them girls and boys. This is just ill.
Yeah.
Here's
my idea.
I'm a girl.
Everybody.
He's a boy. Deal with it.
All you schools, tell Stonewall. No, in our schools, we have two types of pupils, boys and girls. And unless you can come up with better terms, we're going to leave Stonewall and stop giving you any money. How about that?
Well, this sounds like a massive gaslighting operation, does it not? And the same element exists right here in the United States. But you won't find this insanity in Russia. You won't find it in China, and you won't find it in most of the Muslim world. Why is it only found here in the Western world? Well, I think I know the answer, and I think you do too. Many of the cultural Marxists who came to America in the 1930s set out to destroy Western society and the Judeo-Christian values, and they decided they would attack men, a patriarchal society, and then they would start attacking gender. No male, no female, just a general humanness. This was being written about decades ago. And this, of course, is how you destroy a society. You break down the incubator, the family, for passing on the values that maintain a constitutional republic, as well as increases your population through births. And pretty soon, your enemies have helped to fund, through cultural Marxism, the demise of their enemy, America. But how many Americans know and understand what you and I know and understand? A transgender golfer, in this case, a man pretending to be a woman, has won a woman's tournament in Florida, which improved his chances of, well, earning himself a spot in qualifying for the LPGA Tour. The 30-year-old man, who renamed himself Haley Davidson, came out on top at the NXXT Women's Classic on January 17th. At the Mission Inn Resort and Club. That's about 35 miles northwest of Orlando. He shot 1 over 73 and ended the three-round tournament 4 under par. Davidson, a Scottish native residing in Florida, won after being 3 shots behind with 2 holes to go before forcing a playoff following his play on the 18th hole. According to Davidson's Instagram post, he was celebrating the victory. NXXT Golf, well, it's a professional women's golf tour that is supposed to be focusing on, quote, elevating women's golf, end quote. According to the Epson Tour's website, quote, The tour's mission is to prepare the world's best young women professional golfers for a successful career on the LPGA Tour, end quote. The win propelled Davison to the top of the NXXT Tour's leadership board, where he boasted a total score of 1320. That's a whopping 150 points ahead of the woman in second place. Out of the five tournaments held in the league since November, Davison has placed in the top two twice, along with a seventh and ninth place finishing. And that is what you call cultural Marxism. We'll be right back after this break.
Celebrate the new year, we're having the biggest sale ever on overstock clearance and brand new products. For example, save 60% on our Goose Down Comforters, the best comforters ever. They go perfectly with our MyPillow bed sheets and duvet covers. Save 25% on our brand new kitchen towels. They're made with the same technology as our famous My Towels. Our initial quantities are extremely low, so get them now before they go. Our seasonal flannel sheets are finally in. You save up to 50% and they sell out fast every year, so order now. They're truly the best flannel sheets you'll ever sleep on. Or save up to 80% on all our clearance items. And this is where it gets even better. For a limited time, your entire order ships absolutely free. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use that promo code to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. And for a limited time, your order ships absolutely free.
Welcome back, and thank you for joining us. Remember, we air each and every night at worldviewtube.com at 7 p.m. Central, worldviewtube.com. We appreciate all the other networks that pick up this broadcast. If you appreciate the broadcast, then we appreciate your support. We are a news and information and public service and broadcast ministry of WVW Broadcast Network and WVW Foundation. Our foundation helps to underwrite pushing the program out as a public service and a ministry so that people can watch without having to get behind a paywall to initially see it. That way, we're able to put out programming and news and information that helps people understand the times through the lens of a Christian worldview, and then to know how God would have us to respond. Our foundation also sponsors the Sunday night church service at 8 p.m. Central Time on worldviewtube.com. 8 p.m. Central Time, Sunday nights, worldviewtube.com. I've been leading that Sunday night service and Bible study since 2015. So again, please join us. I've been going through a series entitled Twisted Scripture, Twisted Theology, where I look at some of the most politically correct twisted scriptures that can be used to, well, convince Christians and conservatives and Americans and people around the world to not actually live out a real Christian worldview. Things like, judge not lest you be judged, meanings to the cultural Marxist and the liberals, you never can make a judgment about anyone or anything. And they quote that verse to you, judge not lest you be judged. That's not at all what the verse is saying. We put the verse back in context and show you exactly what it means and how we appropriately make good judgments, not based on revenge or anger or hypocrisy or hyper-spirituality and arrogance. We do it lovingly and kind. But then we do it. We make a judgment and make a judgment on what is right and what is wrong according to the Bible and a Christian worldview, the character and nature of God. That's a great series we've been going through based on a book that I wrote that came out in 2014. So I'm generally doing a series on Sunday nights. I'll finish up this series, Twisted Scripture, Twisted Theology, and move on to a new one soon. But if you'd like to join us on Sunday nights, we would appreciate it. Worldviewtube.com. 8 p.m. Central Time, Sunday nights. Again, brought to you by our foundation, WVWFoundation.com. So thank you for your support that helps make all of these public service, educational, and ministry programs possible by just pushing them out versus putting them behind a paywall. WVWFoundation.com. Our foundation also helps to support us establishing a bureau in Israel where we bring you those free reports by our broadcaster, Aaron, on the ground in Israel. We also have a reporter in London. Again, your support makes these free broadcast reports from around the world possible as a ministry of WVWFoundation.com. Thank you. Several major American nonprofits have been funneling millions of dollars directly to the Chinese Communist Party, so reveals financial records. Tax documents show that between 2017 and 2022, the Rockefeller Brothers Fund, the Ford Foundation, and the MacArthur Foundation together funneled $10.2 million directly to China's communist dictatorship. Additional funds have been also pumped into government entities, universities, and groups controlled by top-ranking members of the Chinese Communist Party. Chinese beneficiaries of the American philanthropic organizations include state-run universities that collaborate with the People's Liberation Army, as well as government ministries. The tax forms show, for example, that the Rockefeller Brothers Fund gave China's Ministry of Ecology and Environment $400,000 between 2021 and 2022. The money was listed as funding for, quote, capacity building, end quote, and, quote, research, end quote, related to China's, quote, green, end quote, foreign investments. The Ford Foundation, meanwhile, gave the Chinese Ministry of Human Resources and Social Security $27,878 in 2014 to tour the United States for economic research. The organization, which was established by Henry Ford's son, Eitzel, also gave China's Ministry of Agriculture $20,000 in 2018 to conduct urbanization research. That's according to tax filings. Chairman of the House Select Committee on the CCP, Representative Mike Gallagher, who's a Republican from Wisconsin, well, he warns that the CCP is seeking to, quote, coerce, end quote, Americans. Gallagher said in a statement, quote, the CCP's economic warfare uses any and all available leverage to coerce us. We need to stop fueling our own destruction, end quote. Many of the donations made by American charities went to Chinese academic institutions that work with China's government and the CCP. Former UK Prime Minister and deep state provocateur Boris Johnson has come out and said that he is backing Donald Trump for the presidency of the United States, saying that his return to the White House could be, quote, just what the world needs, end quote. That's what The Guardian reports. In his weekly Daily Mail column, Johnson argued that if Trump backs Ukraine in the war against Russia, his renewed leadership, quote, can be a big win for the world, end quote. However, Trump has repeatedly cast doubt on continued U.S. support for Kiev if he is reelected, while boasting about his relationship with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Trump, who has also reportedly been openly critical of NATO, previously claimed that he could end Russia's war on Ukraine in 24 hours. Johnson wrote, quote, I simply cannot believe that Trump will ditch the Ukrainians. On the contrary, having worked out, as he surely has, that there is no deal to be done with Putin, I reckon there is a good chance that he will double down and finish what he started by giving them what they need to win. Quote, if that is the case, then there is every chance under Trump that the West will be stronger and the world more stable, end quote. Earlier on Friday, the Ukrainian President Zelensky invited Trump, who is the front runner to get the Republican nomination. He was invited by the President Zelensky, to visit Kiev. In an interview with Channel 4 News, the Ukrainian leader said, quote, yes, please, Donald Trump, I invite you to Ukraine. If you can stop the war during 24 hours, I think it will be enough to come to Kiev. On any day, I am here, end quote. In his column, Johnson wrote that the global woketry fears a Trump victory. He went on to declare that, quote, in the cocktail parties of Davos, I'm told the global woketry have been trembling so violently that you could hear the ice tinkling in their necronis, end quote. Nikki Haley has spent a good amount of time in New Hampshire this past week wooing her natural constituency, which consists of neocons, racists, and warmongers. She spent a minute and a half playing the race card, victim card, and woke card. In this little clip, take a look.
We were the only Indian family in our small southern town. I was teased every day for being brown. So anyone that wants to question it can go back and look at what I've said on how hard it was to grow up in the deep south as a brown girl. Anybody can look at my record and see when Walter Scott was shot down by a dirty cop, how I made sure that the Walter Scott family didn't suffer because we put the first body camera bill in the country in place. Anybody can look at the fact that when we had 9 amazing souls die in Mother Emanuel Church, I did something that no Republican or Democrat ever wanted to touch, which was call for the Confederate flag to come down because it would take 2/3 of the House and Senate and was an impossible feat. I don't know what you're implying with that, but what I will tell you is saying that I had black friends is a source of pride. Saying that I had white friends is a source of pride. If you want to know what it was like growing up, I was disqualified from a beauty pageant because I wasn't white or black, because they didn't know where to put me. So look, I know the hardships, the pain that come with racism. It's the reason that I fight bullies every day when it comes to racism, anti-Semitism, or hate, and I always will. If I didn't mention slavery on that day, it's because that's an automatic. There's always been, the Civil War's always been known about slavery.
So Nikki Haley wants to tell us she was teased when she was younger for being brown. I've seen the pictures of her when she was younger. I'm not sure what she's talking about. But almost all of us have been bullied at some point in our life, right? We've been teased about something. Those who wore glasses were called four eyes, right? Those who were short were called shorty. I can relate. Those who were overweight, well, they were maybe called fat or fatty. This woman is a woke car wreck. Trump does not need to help her end her own political career. She'll do it herself. In fact, she's doing a fine job all by herself. So let's just hope she's not picked for VP. Just the News reports that an organization tied to the terrorist group Hamas works with Chicago public schools to combat accusations of so-called Islamophobia. The Chicago chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations, or acronym CARE, offers a program called the Chicago Public Schools Project. According to CARE, Chicago's website, the organization has offered the program since 2014 as part of an attempt to, quote, promote inclusion and understanding about Islam and the Muslim community, end quote. The program claims to battle Islamophobia through a variety of efforts, including, quote, cultural sensitivity training, end quote, and a, quote, Muslim background seminar, end quote. CARE has come under scrutiny over its alleged ties to and support of the terrorist organization Hamas. The White House in October condemned comments made by CARE's director, who said he was, quote, happy to see, end quote, Palestinians break out of Gaza on October 7th, when Hamas terrorists, well, they attacked and killed 1,200 Israelis. In a 2009 court ruling, a federal judge concluded, quote, the government has produced ample evidence to establish the associations of CARE, ISNA, NAIT, with NAIT, the Islamic Association for Palestine, and with Hamas, end quote. CARE also was identified as a co-conspirator helping the Holy Land Foundation for Relief and Development shower Hamas with millions of dollars. And many of CARE's most prominent members, they were part of the Islamic Association for Palestine. That's an organization which has been accused of spreading Hamas propaganda throughout the United States. Roz Rothstein, co-founder and CEO of Stand With Us, that's a self-described educational organization that fights anti-Semitism, he warned that CARE's program could traffic in anti-Jewish hatred. Quote, CARE and its leaders have a long track record of promoting anti-Semitism before and after October 7th. This includes referring to Zionist synagogues as the enemy and expressing happiness about the horrific invasion of Israel on October 7th. While we can't comment on this specific program without seeing its content, we urge institutions that work with CARE to seek alternative partners that genuinely support mutual respect and understanding between all communities, end quote. Anti-Israel sentiments in public schools, well, that has been heightened across the country amid the mounting tensions over the Israel-Hamas war. 30 Jewish families reportedly fled the Oakland School District after teachers held an anti-Israel teach-in for students. A New York City public school, well, they faced backlash over a map in one of its classrooms referring to Israel as Palestine. Sweden has reactivated its compulsory civil service law, which forces draft civilians to serve in some capacity in the armed forces. The move that was announced January 19th comes after the country's defense minister issued an ominous warning that, quote, there could be a war in Sweden, end quote. The Swedish outlet SVT reported, quote, from January 19th, the civil service in Sweden is reactivated. And in the first stage, it is about the emergency services area. In a next step, the government has pointed out the electricity supply, end quote. SVT added that, quote, the purpose of reactivating the civil obligation is to strengthen the total defense, and it is the Swedish Agency for Social Protection and Preparedness, MSB, which has been given responsibility for starting work within the emergency services, end quote. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. The Supreme Court on Monday sided with the Biden regime in a 5-4 decision, permitting federal agents to remove razor wire along the southern border the Texas officials had placed along the boundary. That's according to CNN. This court decision, well, it effectively renders our border null and void and sends a message to the world that no one will enforce the U.S.-Mexico border, not the feds, not the states. It's wide open. Come on in. But some of the states are now pushing back, Texas being one of them. And other governors of some other states are saying they will back up Texas. Some scholars think this could be creating a constitutional crisis. State rights against the federal government. State rights against the U.S. Supreme Court. We'll see how it plays out. But Monday's victory for the Biden administration, well, it represents a reversal of the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals decision, which had ordered border agents not to cut the wire except in the event of an immediate medical emergency. At issue is a roughly 110-mile stretch of, well, wire fencing that runs through the state, and it runs also through private property along the Rio Grande River. Trump appointee Justice Amy Coney Barrett, along with Chief Justice John Roberts, sided with the liberal wing of the court on this case. We now have it set in stone by the highest court in the land that the states are not allowed to defend their borders with foreign countries. And we know the federal government isn't going to defend these borders, now are they? So that leaves only one option, we the people, the American people. So a coalition of Americans from across the nation, they have announced the formation of a massive southern border convoy and multi-city rally next month to defy the Biden regime's open border debacle. The Take Back Our Border convoy, it invites, quote, active and retired law enforcement and military veterans, elected officials, business owners, ranchers, truckers, bikers, media, and law-abiding, freedom-loving Americans, end quote, to gather for three rallies in three states. The rallies will be held in three cities, as we said, Eagle Pass, Texas, Yuma, Arizona, and San Cedro, California, on February 3rd. I hope this grows, and I hope it sends a message to Washington. It's not your border. It's our border. We the people, a government of the people, by the people, for the people. And we want it policed. We don't want, for sure, terrorists coming in and killing our citizens and raping them. We don't want to see an October 7th event like in Israel happen in America. But I'm afraid the battlefield for that has already been prepared. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. As always, thank you for tuning in and for supporting this viewer-supported broadcast. A few ways you can do that. One is by going to melissahousebg.com, M-E-L-I-S-S-A-H-O-W-S-E-B-G, melissahousebg.com. My wife brought us this group, this organization, some time ago, and we started using their elixir that has three powerful ingredients. We got great response, and we can tell you our testimonies and have, and we can tell you about them at another time when time will allow. But we're also getting great response from you, the listening audience, and your personal testimonies. But then there's the science, over 80 clinical trials that you can read about right now at melissahousebg.com. We use her name in order to track it because with each purchase, we get support back for this broadcast and our organization. So please consider this powerful elixir with collagen, cat's claw, a powerful anti-inflammatory, astaxanthin, loaded with antioxidants that cross the blood-brain barrier, according to the medical a clinical trial. So please read those. They're available for you to read, the clinical trials, at melissahousebg.com. melissahousebg.com. Thank you. Also, mypillow.com/B66. mypillow.com/B66. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more. And right now, there's free shipping. So please, take advantage of this opportunity now. Order a mattress. It'll show up at your door in a box, and you get free shipping. Order heavy items, and you'll really save. Again, mypillow.com/B66. And don't forget about twc.health/Brannon. Get your emergency medical kit with 8 vital medications. Amoxicillin, ivermectin, and many more. 8 of them all together in here. You'll find out full details, what they are, what they treat, at twc.health/Brannon. And be sure to fill out all the paperwork because you are getting a prescription, okay? twc.health/Brannon. Till next time, I'm Brannon House. May God save America. Take care.